Christian Parenting.
Welcome to Pardon the Mess. I'm your host, Courtney DeFeo, and on this podcast, we talk about raising kids as Christian parents. It's so very important for me to honor God with my family and the two kids that He's given me, but honestly, it's not always neat or easy or tidy, but it's always worth it. So join us every week to laugh and learn together on this beautiful and messy journey of parenting. Resilient, courageous. These are qualities we want to describe our faith in God. But the truth is that faith is hard, especially when trials, setbacks, and failures seem to define us. Author and Bible teacher Alexandra Hoover invites you to join her for her newest Bible study, Without Wavering, Resilient Faith Built on the Promises of God. Alexandra Hoover will offer encouraging words of hope and examples of unwavering faith from the Bible. Drawing inspiration from the examples of faith in Hebrews 11 and the early church, you'll see that life's challenges don't have to define you. Through hope in Christ, you can become the woman who weathers the storms of life with renewed strength and confidence in who God is and who He says you are. Learn more about Without Wavering at lifeway.com/without-wavering. That's lifeway.com/without-wavering. It is so important that our kids understand their identity in Christ because the world around us tells our kids a lot of things about who they are. But as believing parents, we know one thing to be true. We were made in God's image and we were created for a purpose. Have you ever wondered, how do I talk to my kid about the topic of identity? It feels overwhelming and complicated and confusing. Or how do I weave scripture around conversations about faith, identity, and purpose into your everyday life? Well, Identity Simplified is the resource you need. Identity Simplified is Christian Parenting's newest digital guide that includes some of the best articles, podcasts, and videos on topics like, what does it mean to be made in the image of God? How does our identity in Christ change our purpose? What does the Bible say about sexual identity or gender identity? And how do we treat others? And much more. You'll find conversation guides, discussion starters, and script to use with your kids. And since the guide is digital, you can download it straight to your phone or computer and then search through those resources whenever you need. There's a lot of information out there and it can feel like a big topic. And we hope that this guide will help you in your everyday life as you and your family question the culture around you, your identity in Christ, and much more. You can go to cpgive.org to download your copy for just $5. That's the best of the best resources from top Christian parenting contributors for just $5. And again, that's cpgive.org. And let me ask you a favor. Let me know what you think. Email us, DM us over at Christian Parenting or Pardon the Mess, and tell us how this resource helped you or some of our other digital guides out there. There's a lot on the website, and we hope they bless you and your family. Well, friends, I was nervous for this one. I normally can talk to a tree or a wall, but Corey and Willie Robertson made me a little nervous because I'm a fan. Did anybody else watch Duck Dynasty for years and just crack up? They were hilarious to me, and I learned all new things about duck calls and why do you even need a duck call? I don't know. And so we chatted today about their new movie, The Blind. We also talk about parenting. They gave some amazing advice about raising kids that have their own free will, but you want them to follow the Lord. And we also just have some fun banter up front about his headband and all the things. So enjoy. I don't think they need an introduction, but here we go with Corey and Willie. This is fun. Corey and Willie, how are you today?
Doing good.
So good.
Okay, well, I did a little hard-hitting investigative journalism this morning, and here's what I've discovered on the World Wide Web. First of all, Corey, you sang in an album called Duck the Halls. I don't know if people know that. I went on my music app to find it, and it's gone. It's vanished from the internet.
I know. They need to re-release that. I don't know why. Like, you had to download it on iTunes when it was out, and now it's not there. I think you can maybe find it on Spotify.
Willie, did you sing on this album as well, or is that just your?
Well, I've never heard it referenced that you sang on it. And then the question is asked, did I sing on it? So, yes, I did sing on it.
So, I am definitely the background singer. Like, if you can pick out my voice, then you really are like listening hard because I'm in the background. Willie's in the spotlight more.
I did sing on it.
All right. Well, the folks can't see, but you're rocking. Is that a yellow or a green headband today?
That is yellow.
Okay, it's a little faded.
I cut my hair, so sometime this evening I'm going to go find my box of bandanas because I put them up because I didn't need them anymore. So I've only had a couple I've been working with. So
I love it, Corey. How do you feel about that? I feel like my husband and I have conversations on no shave November. I'm like, nah, not so much. Was it just like I love it, keep it going, or was there ever like a conversation? It's like I'm not into this.
So I like the beard. Now the hair, when he cut it short, I love the short hair, and he rocked it for a couple of years. And then gradually I was like, wait, what's happening? You're not getting your hair cut as often. Wait. And so this kind of like mullet action's happening, which I don't know how
I like it. My friend's husband did like a reverse kind of, it was kind of like a mullet, but the wife called it a Ray Billy instead of Billy Ray. It was like reverse of the Ray Billy. Okay, Corey, I watched, I have two teenage girls. And so Sadie has just blessed them. And I would say they probably wouldn't use those words, but they love her devotionals. And she's just such a great role model for them. Willie, watched you on an interview the other day with your daughter, Sadie, and you were sporting swim trunks. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I thought that the shot was going to be like we are today. And so I was very comfortable with my legs. And then I realized that my legs were going to be in the shot, which I was going to wear shorts. I had shorts. There was no other option. We were at the office. And so I didn't have another pair of pants. So yeah,
I love that y'all just proceeded with it. It was like, you were just doing this. There was no like pause, go get the khakis. It's just,
well, obviously I hadn't thought about it since. So it really didn't bother me. I just was like,
he had forgotten.
I was going to try to be appropriate. I didn't know what her lane was with fashion. So, which by the way, I wanted to share. I just found this out yesterday afternoon at Walmart Neighborhood Market. So I saw an old friend and, who I went to school with. And he said, when I watched Doug Dynasty, I thought this was the kid that was so preppy. He said, I was so preppy. Yeah. I was like, we were poor. I was like, how was I preppy? He said, you always had the latest fashion on, which has cracked me up.
So. I say that all the time. It was kind of like a sneak attack because I married the preppy one. Willie was like clean shaven. He wore like Jerbeau, if you remember Jerbeau jeans and like polos. And all that. So he was, that was his rebellious phase from his family.
He was rebelling against.
He was all preppy at that time.
Stained t-shirts and what I saw growing up. But that's not sneak attack. That's called bait and switch. So that's what that's called.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We don't have to get too much into duck calls, but I did like, I have watched Duck Dynasty, but I like to like shop at TJ Maxx. Like that is my hunting mechanism. So I was like, you know what? I haven't looked at Duck Commander site for some time. So I went last night and I was like, man, you have quite the options. The 6-in-1 Pentel looks a little different. It's like a green. And I learned so much because I'm like, what are these devices? But tell us what's going on with the business. Is there anything new that we need to know about in the world of duck calls and turkey calls?
It's so interesting you say that about that particular call because, and I'll go ahead and reference the movie coming out. I can remember, so it's a little off from the movie from actually when this happened with this specific design, but there was a little musical toy that my little brother actually had, Jeff, and that's why the timeline's a little off on the movie. But
I've always heard that it was Jace's toy. You know,
because Jay said it. No, it's Jeff's toy. I'll tell you the. I'll give you the inside real story. Don't ask Jay's for sure. So, but it was a little whistle thing, and so Dad took it. And was like, hang on, and Dad like cuts it all, like destroys his toy, and then. But it actually, that's the call that came out was that 6-in-1 Pentel whistle, which is completely different because it's more of a whistling. Yeah. It's more of a whistle, so a mallard would go quack, you know, like with a reed that would, and that's just a whistle. So some ducks whistle and some more have that quack. And so, but actually in the movie, if you watch the movie, when you see him do that, it was actually, that was the call. It's the little whistle. And that's what he destroyed my brother's toy. Yeah. To make that.
You know, when you're on, I don't know if y'all do this, scroll on Instagram and you're like, you know, 20 minutes later, you're on your cousin's dog's grandmother's thing. But that was me last night on the Duck Commander site. I'm like, how did I get over to these t-shirts? But it was fascinating to learn about your world. All right, well, let's switch gears to something a little more serious, parenting. I think you know my friend Jeannie Cunyon. She's a parenting author. And we were talking yesterday just about you guys and prepping for it. And she said, she goes, well, this is what I want to know. Their kids are walking with Jesus and there's no self-glorification. It's inspiring, not intimidating, and it feels inviting, which I could not agree more, because I think there's some people in the Christian celeb world that you're like, they're taking all the credit for it. They're like, here's the 9 steps I did to produce these amazing kids. And y'all are just so real. So how do we do that? Is that Jesus in you? Is it just the realization that Jesus is sovereign? Like, how can you stay involved and intentional, but also not take the credit for all the good and the bad?
Wow. Well, that's really nice. First of all, for sure. I mean, definitely Jesus in us, definitely lots of prayer, lots of time in prayer for our kids. And I do think, you know, from whenever the show first started, it was just this very real awareness that, like, this is really not about us. Like, this is really about pointing people to Jesus. This is about giving him glory. And if it's about anything other than that, then take it away, you know? And we just had that discussion as a family from day one. And I remember just repeating that a lot to our kids. Like, it's not about us. It's about pointing people to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Whatever spotlight shines on us, direct it, you know, up to him. And just being intentional about that. And it does take a lot of conversation because, we're not perfect. And it takes times whenever you say, like, hey, we screwed up in that. We didn't do it right. You know, and just being honest about it as a family and being real with your kids about, you know, the struggles that you go through as well and how God helps you overcome them.
Yeah. Will you add anything? Yeah.
I mean, I think two different things. I mean, one is parenting and actually just teaching your kids how to become people and adults. And so that's one aspect different than the Jesus part. So there's simple things, you know. I know when they were young, you know, it's really establishing the ground rules as far as how, not just it was going to be with us, but really how this is how life is going to be, you know, where it's like, no, it's like, and say like, you're going to hear no and disappointment. And it being all about them, I think what I heard in that was one piece was, the self-glorification is that it's not just all surrounding whatever the kid does. Cause once that starts young and then it'll keep going, you know, and then I think what parents do is they just perpetuate that. And they're like, and they wonder why their kids want everything to be about them because it has been, you know? And so, to where the parents, you know, or not, it's just whatever it is with them. And so that's what I learned from my parents. We were young. We were poor and it was more about, I mean, I won't say classic survival, but it was like, you know, things were more important. Like we got to get food and we're trying to scratch up enough money to pay some simple bills and stuff. And so we felt that. And there wasn't time to be, you know, focused on us and, you know, whatever it is. And so I can remember things that, you know, I never played a game of baseball and I'm not sad about that. It was just like, I knew it was like, there's no way who's going to take me to practice and dad's work. You know, so it just wasn't going to happen in the cards. And so, so that's one part. The Jesus part, I think, is different. I mean, one, they have to see it. And it's not like you're just telling them what to do. I think we really wanted them to understand the why. And if they can get the why, then that's what's going to really root them. And some will say, how your kids turned out, but they're still turning out. You know what I'm saying? They're still, you know, I mean, I'm happy and pleased with most of the things that they've done in their life and having this desire, but they learn and they grow and they understand that why. And some of the most important spiritual things they may learn in life perhaps won't come from me. It'll be from someone else. I know I was like that. You know, it wasn't all just from my mom or dad. It was from other key people too, that were just at the right time. And so I think us allowing that to happen as well and form these relationships, but really to understand why. And then maybe I think as life goes, they'll say, that's why my parents were like that, because they understood the why and they understood Jesus and they had that relationship. And it's not just me telling them, you have to go to church, you know, why? And so, but I think they understood when we did things like, you know, going to a church or doing these things, they understood, I know where that's coming from. And that's what I certainly learned from my parents.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. So I don't know why I put this on the list this morning. It was like a bait and switch. So I was like, I'm supposed to ask them this. I don't know why. Because I don't know your kids' stories. I mean, we don't put everything on the internet. And I certainly don't want to tell my kids' stories. But I have a host of friends that are going through some really, really hard times with their kids, whether it's suicidal or eating disorders, or I won't speak to you and I'm going to live with dad and all of that. And so my question was, how would you encourage parents? I know this is not an easy one, but how would you encourage them to kind of stay hopeful and remain faithful when it looks like it's too far gone? And we're going to get to that with your dad, Willie, that it felt too far gone at some point. So how would you, either of you, want to encourage parents in that area?
Enduring, resilient, courageous. These are qualities we want to describe our faith in God. But the truth is that faith is hard, especially when trials, setbacks, and failures seem to define us. Author and Bible teacher Alexandra Hoover invites you to join her for her newest Bible study, Without Wavering, Resilient Faith Built on the Promises of God. Alexandra Hoover will offer encouraging words of hope and examples of unwavering faith from the Bible. Drawing inspiration from the examples of faith in Hebrews 11 and the early church, you'll see that life's challenges don't have to define you. Through hope in Christ, you can become the woman who weathers the storms of life with renewed strength and confidence in who God is and who He says you are. Learn more about Without Wavering at lifeway.com/without-wavering. That's lifeway.com/without-wavering. Have you guys heard of the online learning program called IXL? My kids were actually required to do IXL as a part of their school, and they would roll their eyes when it was time. But I think they would tell you years later, and I would tell you, that it really worked and it helped them so much. They received the help they needed in subjects where they were struggling. And I know other parents at our school that used it for their kids that are ahead and they weren't getting challenged enough in the classroom. IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum and your child's classroom learning. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting it to each child. It meets them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. And the best part is IXL is easy for parents. Don't we need that? One site gets you all you need, and IXL customizes learning for each child in your family and their specific needs. IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, and it makes it simple to find activities for the exact skills that you are covering. It also offers instant feedback and explanations of the topics as the kids use the program, which is super helpful. So you can feel confident as a parent that your kids will gain an understanding of the skills they are learning. Make an impact today on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And pardon the mess, listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately, but did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers, this one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Yeah, I think you mentioned, that's really is the theme of the movie is that no one is too far gone. And I think that it can be really discouraging when you see your kids become adults and are teenagers or whatever and start making choices that you're just like, oh no, like, wait, what did I, all these things that I tried to like root you in and ground you in your faith and that acknowledgement that like our kids have free will and they're going to make mistakes. They're going to make choices just like we are. But I think for me, there was this one time when I was in a counseling session actually with a therapist, and it was just a situation I'd been praying for years, like years. And I remember saying, it just feels hopeless. And she just like stopped me in my tracks, like did not let me go. And she was like, stop. When you say something is hopeless, you're denying the power of God in your life. There is nothing that is hopeless. And it was just this really powerful moment for me to be like, just even those words that you speak, you're like, oh, this feels hopeless. Or, you know, whenever you can kind of get in that pit of like with your kids, like I taught them all this. Where did I screw up? How did I make a mistake? Where did I go wrong? You can start questioning all those things where really, you know, it just takes you back to like the power of God, and he can do anything. He can do miracles. There's nothing that he cannot do. And so with him, there's nothing that is hopeless, and it might not be in your timing. And, but God is there and he is with you in every single piece of it.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. I would say that kind of like with the bait and switch I did with Corey in reverse of that, I thought Corey was like, would be one day cooking and doing all this in the kitchen. I just thought that's natural. I'd seen that from my mother. Complete. That was not going to be the case. And so, so in our family, I do all the cooking. And so I just came home from a trip recently. And Corey says, coming home from the airport, she goes, she had been here. I had been away. She said, we literally have nothing. She was already preparing me I was actually coming from overseas. She was like, I know. She was like, I don't. Yeah, she had someone buy milk. But look, it was she's like, there's nothing here.
So, oh, I did.
So yeah, you told me you did. So she was just preparing me, like, if you need to stop at the grocery store, there's going to be zero in this place or whatever. So and thinking about that, and then this is going to all make sense, hopefully, by the time I get through this. Thinking about that, and then I remember a couple of years ago, there was a giant snowstorm. It's the one that hit Texas, and everything shut down. And I realized with our food chain, if Texas is shut down, Louisiana is shut down, because apparently we get everything from Texas or at least the Dallas area. So I can remember going through the grocery store and there was nothing there. I remember there was zero produce and everybody was grabbing. Thankfully, most people, I guess, eat frozen pizzas because they were going through that stuff. But I was looking for like flour and like, you know, stuff I could cook with. And I learned that during COVID, like I couldn't depend on when I showed, I was like, I don't know if they're going to have this. I don't know if they're going to have this. Mm. And now, so we can unprepare at our homes, but there's always that, like, I'm just one trip away. I can go to that grocery store and I know that it's going to be there. But when that's not there, we really have a bigger problem. And so I guess what I would say is, like, you know, with people with kids that are wandering, searching, and, you know, we're thinking, you need to be that fully stocked grocery store to where they know I can go to there and I know it'll all be there. And you don't want them to come back to you and you're like when the ice storm happens and you don't even have the stuff. And so I think it's important to focus in, make sure you have that relationship as a kind of like a lighthouse with God, because they know what's there. They know it'll pull them back to there, even because we've all been there where we're wandered around and have not done things right, not made good decisions, and we've messed up a lot of things. And so, but I think it's so important when they do, if they do draw back to you, because it could be another source, but if they do draw back to you, they're like, this is the grocery store. Yeah. Mary, you have all the things, and I don't, you know, I've totally squandered everything I have. And so,
wow. I that's love
that. Long way to say it.
I haven't ever heard that. That's good.
I just made it up.
Good analogy, babe.
I love that's a visual lesson, and that will be what people see in the next apocalypse. They're like, Willie told me to have the stuff in the fridge. But Corey, and I feel so seen by you because I don't cook either. It's like 4 o'clock and Ron's coming home. What's for dinner? I'm like, I don't know. What do you got planned? So that's amazing.
That's the problem is like, you don't think ahead. It's like, and I get hungry, then all of a sudden I'm like, oh no, I don't have anything. You got to have the gift of like, forethought.
It's not a gift. That's not a gift of forethought. That's hang on now. That's not a gifting. That's just thinking like, and I would think you would have it because every day, generally in the same time frame, you're going to eat. And so you'd think, but so if that's 6:30, I'm not thinking about that at 6. I'm thinking about it at like 8 that morning. I'm like, okay, what would that be? Because I know it's coming. Like, there's even one in between there. There's another time you're going to eat.
I think it's a gifting. It's not a gifting.
Well, look at y'all. You're alive. You're healthy. You've made it through these difficult times. That's amazing. All right, well, let's move on to The Blind. I'm super excited to see. Is it coming out September 28th? Is that the right date?
September 28th, right. Yes.
Okay. Can't wait. And so, Willie, why don't you start? Whose idea was this? How did Phil feel about this? I mean, this is a lot of your hardest parts of your family's story up on the screen. So how did it all begin?
Yeah, it was actually, we have a production company. And so we were, which I want Corey to speak to that. So about like where that kind of came from, about us wanting to do entertainment, we saw how important that was with Doug Dynasty. But this idea came up about doing a story about my parents. And we were like, oh, it's kind of right back to Doug Dynasty. It's like we're wanting to tell the story. But it was such a powerful story. We just thought, and since we're so close to it, and the time frame with even having mom and dad alive, or you can ask questions, and you know, and really figure out what this story is. And we decided to do it, and so put that together. And I was thankful for mom and dad to actually open that part of their life up, because you know, I think in Christianity, you know, and I guess in general, like we tend to say, hey, the past is the past. We're look to the future. This is over, you know. Like even in the Bible, like love has no record of wrongs. And so you want to look forward, but we're going to go back and make a movie about the worst part of your life that's going to live forever, you know. And so for them to actually be open to that was really remarkable. And I think they were like, well, if this can help other people, then we're willing to share that. And they have shared that. I mean, nothing I saw in the movie was something I haven't heard from.
Wow.
Either one of them. So they've been very open about their lives and trying to help other people. And so that's kind of where the genesis of it started.
It's amazing. Corey, I saw a picture of Miss Kay. Maybe you posted it, watching the screening and the tears in her eyes. And I just thought, how emotional must that be for the grandkids and for you guys to kind of, especially for her, to relive it a little bit? How has that been for the family and specifically for her to rewatch some of the trauma that went on?
It has been hard in a lot of ways, honestly, for them. We actually showed, we had a couple of times of prayer and worship as a family where we just kind of got together in our home. And as we were in the filming process, we would pray together about the film and we showed a couple of little clips. And like both times there was not a dry eye, like we were, everyone was bawling. And then we actually got to do a screening with our whole family and like 200 of our closest friends that have been involved in their story at some point or another. And it was a very powerful moment for us to share together. But I think that, like Willie said, they've been so open about their life, and we've seen the power of their story and how it has changed people. You know, they've told it, they've written books about it and all that. But to see it on a screen is different, you know, to see actors portraying you, that is different, and it is difficult. But, you know, their heart for just getting the gospel to as many people as possible has been their life goal from the moment that Jesus saved them and changed their story. I mean, it's so evident in their home. Willie talks about growing up. He just saw his dad go from, he was very young when it happened, so he doesn't have a lot of memories of the time before, but just saw his dad share his story, you know, study with people, share the gospel, open the Bible, every single person that walked in the door over and over and over again, because they knew the power of what it did for their family, how it saved them. You know, that feeling of truly being rescued by Jesus and wanting other people to know about it has been just a driving force for their family. And that's what this movie is about as well.
It's so inspiring. I think for those of you that aren't aware, you need to go watch the trailer and go ahead and get your tickets. But I think if you don't know, it's a full redemption story about where Kay and Phil started and their marriage and some volatile, hope I'm not oversimplifying this, but drinking and volatile. And just like we were talking about before, where it felt probably hopeless and there was a redemption moment. So Willie, can you talk about, my goal in life is to be that pastor that walked into that bar. So can you talk about that moment? I just think it's so, everybody can find themselves in this story. And for me, I'm like, that's what I want to do with my life, is just enter in people's pain and encourage them to a point where they feel Jesus is there.
New from Zondervan, two Bibles that will help you connect with your identity in Christ. Drawing on the truths of Scripture, Flourish, the NIV Bible for Women, will strengthen women with insights and encouragement for the issues they face every day. Meanwhile, Rooted, the NIV Bible for Men, focuses on godly character and faithful living as it highlights timeless virtues that are still valued today. Both Bibles include articles that expose commonly accepted myths of our culture, misconceptions about love, relationship, God, fulfillment, faith, and identity, and how to refute them with God's Word, along with profiles of men and women of the Bible. And that's not it. Each Bible also aims to provide clarity into the attributes of God and provides questions for growth. Together, these new Bibles from Zondervan offer the knowledge, strength, and clarity to navigate life's challenges with Scripture as your guide. Find out more and order your copy at amazon.com/flourishandrooted. Again, that's amazon.com/flourishandrooted.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're preaching my sermon. I've actually mentioned that a lot of times about finding yourself in your story, in that story, you know. And so, because I mean, I can remember like thinking, yeah, I'd be speaking, I'd be like, yeah, dad's testimony is so awesome. You know, it's like, mine's not as good. You know, it's like, I was in the church, you know. And, but dad's was like this, just, you know, and then the police were after me. And then, you know, and then, but then I think, well, thank God my story's not like that, because it's so painful. And there was nothing to say he was going to make it out of there. I think when he had kicked us out of the house, I think mom thought he's probably going to die like soon, you know, he's probably going to end up in some kind of fight or some kind of violent escapade, either with police or his friends or whoever it was, that he would be dead. And, but it, you know, at least in jail, you know, he's probably going to be sitting in jail. I think she thought the marriage was over for sure. And I'm sure at her point, it was probably, this is probably the best thing. And I don't know what advice I could have given her, but the pastor did drive. The passion was from Phil's sister. And so again, sometimes it's somebody else. That love hasn't faded. And even though, like I said, dad had screwed up so much stuff in the family, his sister still loved him. His sister was like, I'm not giving up on my brother. And so she's the one that begs the pastor to go up there and share the gospel with her brother. And in fact, she said, if you convert him, he'll convert thousands.
Wow.
And how she knew that, because there wasn't anything that would have said he would have converted people. It was like, you know, maybe he'll just stop doing what he's doing and, you know, bounce into church, you know, just be a better person. But she had it. I mean, once he turned around, he didn't have that moment then, but he planted the seed.
Yeah.
And so, and then once Phil, the movie says, once he reached the end of himself and once he was so lonely, so desperate and in such a hole, he just remembered the only thing positive I've heard, you know, it's again, back to that, going to that store. The only thing I heard that was something positive was that guy and, was going back there. And so, and maybe it could be redeemed. And had, you know, had that not happened, nothing else in our life, everything would have changed. In fact, even sitting here talking with you, we wouldn't be talking to you, because there wouldn't have been a company. There wouldn't have been a television show. You know, little things like we started going to church, and we started going to church camp, and that's where I met Corey. And so, you know, we ended up in this town because the church, and you'll see that in the movie, how this church took my mom in, just said, hey, we can get you somewhere to live. And there's three boys at the time. And so, yeah, man, and that's why, you know, that passion is carried on with me as well, as to say, because I saw that so much and I don't want to be the one to give up on somebody. And I may be the one to talk to someone because someone else, maybe they realize them can't because they've damaged that relationship so much. So it may take somebody like me or someone else to come in there to actually share that story because we didn't go through it. We didn't live it. And so you just see that kind of work and how the church works and dad's sister, you can see that with family. And then, and if it would have just affected us and made our family better, it would have been totally worth it. But who would have thought God had this to where you can fast forward 50 years and now you have hundreds of millions of people all over the world influenced by the gospel, either through the prayer at the end of the show, through podcasts we've done, through books, through Sadie, all the stuff she's done. All that I can literally go back into a young couple in South Arkansas and a preacher getting in a car and going to a bar. So you can like 23andMe it spiritually back to there going, if this doesn't happen, none of the rest of this stuff happens, which is pretty amazing.
I love that. I'm thinking, I worked at Chick-fil-A for some years in Atlanta for Truett Cathy, and I'm going to butcher the verse, but he talks about he just wanted to be faithful with a few, and then you can be trusted with more. And I think that's so your family. I just love that God's like, of course, he blessed and expanded your territory because you've been faithful with a few people's, you know, career and faith and a business. And I just love that he chose your family for generations to carry on the gospel. It's really cool to watch. And as a person that is watching, I'm thankful for your example. And there's not a ton of you doing it with such humility. And so thank you. Thank you for what you do. Okay. Last word on both of you. You talked a little bit about this, Corey, but what are your hopes as you think about, is there families going in there? How do you envision, what is your hope for the movie at the end of the day? I think you mentioned it early, but a couple more minutes on you guys, what your hope is as they walk away.
Well, I think what happened for us when our show Duck Dynasty happened, we had this little prayer at the end. You know, this was just like a little family show that we had this small thing at the end, a prayer, and God just multiplied that and did so much with it. We had people coming up to us saying, like, our family prays together because of your show. So, you know, it's just that idea of like faithful, like, can we just put out something small and see what God does with it? It's not about, this is just our offering and see what God does with it. And so our hope for this film is, that people will know that like no one's too far gone. They won't give up hope on anybody because Jesus' love can cover all of it. Our hope is that families would be saved, that would come back together because we know that it changes legacies. It changes generation after generation. Whenever two people make a decision, one in this, in Phil and Kay's story, Phil had to repent and Kay had to forgive. And those are two hard things to do, but they both did that. And we're so grateful that they did. It changed our life, our legacy, our lives of our children and the next generation forever because they did that thing. And so, prayers for repentance, prayers for forgiveness, prayer for hope for people and families that are in the situation, and also prayers for those people who are the Pastor Bills and the Jans to say, like, you know what? I'm going to make that drive.
Yeah.
I know somebody that I've been praying for, and I'm going to get in the car and go to the bar and sit down and have that conversation that I know I've been needing to have.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, well, if you're going to get in the car and go to the bar, that you better be ready. So, because that's what a pastor, for this guy to do. And so, because there's always somebody, there's always somebody you're probably thinking of going, and then you may have to make those choices. You know, dad had to drastically change his life. They actually moved, and he moved from, which mom had already moved here, but that's how we ended up here. And so dad had to get away, which is why we ended up at the end of the dead end dirt road, because really he was trying to get away from his friends where, and this is before cell phones. So he was like really hard to find. And so he kind of got down there. He really focused on this duck call and was like, this is what it's going to be. And the duck call and the success, when I took over the business, I was like, God, I wish you'd have started something else because these things are really hard to sell. but it was like, give me toilet paper. You know, that's something I can sell. So it's like, it was hard, but that's really was kind of a symbol, kind of like I was just thinking about Truett with a piece of fried chicken, a duck call. It's like these, think about these things that are, you're probably thinking what makes it stand out, but really that can look like that spiritual life where it's something that you see people's spiritual lives grow. And dad always said he never would have been able to focus because he was drunk all the time. So he couldn't really focus, but once he was able to lock in and then he had that passion. But again, there's a certain point of that is just being content and saying, hey, we're happy. We don't, And then if God says, hey, I got some more plans for you, you're ready to roll.
Yeah.
And so anybody can do that. Anybody can do it. It doesn't have to be some grandiose thing. You know,
so. Yes. That's so encouraging. All right. So September 28th, where movies are played. Is that correct? And then what age? I think I saw it's PG-13. So I know it's some hard moments. But what age is appropriate? How young should we go with our kids?
Yeah, I think definitely middle school, teenagers. I think it's will be a powerful thing for them to see. Like, this world's tough, you know. Yeah. People we're living in difficult times, and so we need to be prepared for that. So I definitely think that. Now, yeah, this is not Duck Dynasty. This is not like bring your whole family, bring your 3-year-old. You know, middle school, high school, I think it'd be really powerful for them to see. And yeah, okay. theblindmovie.com is where you can go and kind of find out what theater it is close to you, and buy your ticket early. That helps out, helps us get more theaters, helps get the word out even more.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. I can't wait to see it, and just want everybody to support this family that has poured so much into our lives. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Pardon the Mess. As always, we've got more encouragement and resources over at christianparenting.org. And you can also stay connected with us on social media at Pardon the Mess. And if you like this episode, I'd love for you to do 2 things. Press follow on whatever podcast platform you love, and also be sure to leave a rating so other parents can find us. Remember, you're never alone in this beautiful mess of parenting.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.